How we doing, everyone, today? Avi Weisvogel, Happiest Dentist Daily, coming to you with questions that maybe we have answers for today, maybe we don't. What separates one dentist from another? How is it that one dentist in one town can have a multi-million dollar practice and another dentist, maybe even next door, with better skills, struggles to succeed? How do we figure this out? How is it that one dentist can do so well and one can't? What are the overlying factors here that make it so dentist A succeeds and dentist B struggles? Everybody graduated with the same set of skills. You know, no offense to us or to anyone who feels they have the most unbelievable skills. But for the most part, a crown is going to work like a crown for a pretty long time, no matter how good your prep is, no matter how good your impression is. So what makes one successful? One of the big things that is happening nowadays is those that are quicker to act, those that are faster to act, those that are doing more are more likely to succeed. Those who sit around with the old-fashioned word of mouth is how I am going to succeed are typically failing. Now, it is true that a word of mouth referral will be a more loyal, better referral, but unless you're actively asking every single patient for referrals, you're not necessarily going to get that many. You can't just expect words to pass along from one to the other. The world is changing. The world of business is changing. The world of hanging up your shingle and expecting patience is long gone. So what are you going to do differently to succeed? Are you going to advertise? Are you going to say, well, I have a website. Shouldn't that get me patience? I do Google search. Shouldn't that get me patience? And then what happens when patients come into your office? Are you able to then convert them into patients? These are all different skills that are not taught in dental school. They're barely even mentioned. Then it's honestly a crying shame. If you are a dental practice owner, you own a small business. You can think of yourself as a dentist, but you are a business owner. Now you got to start acting like one. Now you got to start doing the things that are required of a business owner. You have to sell. You have to market. You have to watch your bottom line. You have to make decisions on how to grow your practice. It will not just happen. What are you going to do to be different? Different is what stands out. When I was a young college student and deciding what to do with my life, I thought about medical school, didn't want the hours that went with it. Luckily, didn't go for it because the business structure of working as a physician is difficult. Although, again, you'll have some succeed, whereas others will not. But I knew I wanted to be different. Wasn't quite sure what it was going to be, but knew I wanted to do something different. Knew my plans were more than just the typical buy a practice, keep that practice, live my life, sell my practice, retire. Which is the career path of 98% of the dentists, you know, that actually go on to own a practice, as opposed to the associates who just work for someone else. And if you're happy doing that, by all means, this message then is not necessarily for you. The message is for you, the practice owner. What are you going to do this year to be different? What are you going to do that's going to allow your practice to grow? The best part is it's early. It's the beginning of the year. You got the whole year to change things around. What's going to make this your best year ever? Personally, I like to set my goals high. I like to set them really high. I would love to double the growth of my businesses. Hopefully that can happen. One thing is for sure. There's going to be a lot of action taken to try to get it there. There will not be any resting of my laurels. There will not be anything other than action. My suggestion to you, if you're not necessarily knowing what to do in action, is to reach out to someone who you feel can help. If you're interested in a totally different way, reach out to us. We'll be happy to help you. If you want to do it with just the world of dentistry, know that you have to do something different. You have to advertise, and you have to advertise differently. If your ad is a picture of you and your dental staff and it says voted number one dentist 20 years in a row, we offer the following services, guess what? You're just like everybody else. Change it up, do something different, make yourself stand out. That's what sells. Nobody's looking for average. Everybody's looking for somebody different. Today's tip, I'll be Weissvogel for the happiest dentist.